Moncrief on News Talk.
Happy New Year's to you. 25 years ago, though, it was the start not just of a new century, but a new millennium. In Dublin, the digital clock in the Liffey, designed to count down to the big date, had broken down some years previously. The Millennium Spire didn't get built until 2003, and the entire planet tensely waited to see if all our computers would stop working. It was a time in history that was memorable for not being particularly memorable. Henry McKean has been out speaking to the dazed residents of Dublin to ascertain if they can remember a quarter of a century ago, or even last week. Happy New Year, Henry.
Happy New Year, Sean. Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting times. 25 years into this century.
It feels like it's a quarter way into the century. Isn't that mad?
It's such a long time, but such a short time. And like that, I was so excited by the millennium. I remember I was really, really poor. I had one pair of combats, one pair of hiking boots, and some sort of woolly woolen jacket. That's all I had. All the other money got spent on drink.
Fair enough.
That's what we did.
That's what,
back in 99.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though a pint back then, I think, was about €2.50, depending, or £2 punts, the euro hadn't even come in yet.
Had it not?
No, I think it started to come in, but we actually got our physical notes, and I'm sure the listeners will correct me, January 2002, and I'm sure listeners out there will
know. Gosh, we still had pounds then.
We did. We had the old punts, and I even did a student radio vox pop outside the Millennium Dome on a mini disc, and I can't find it. I've no idea where it is.
In the Millennium Dome, this is in England.
England. And it was Christmas just before the Millennium, and then I celebrated the Millennium in a little village of about 300 people in Wexford called Blackwater in a house with friends, and I fancied this girl. But then she projectile vomited everywhere and we never got to kiss.
It was a party. Mm. Yeah.
So my memories.
But if you held her hair and that kind of stuff,
her friends held her hair. I wasn't allowed anywhere near her.
Yeah.
Which was fine. And I was told that she fancied me. You know the way the friends would say, by the way, do you like my friend?
Yeah.
Remember those days?
And then, see that vomiting girl in the corner, she's so into you. Not right now, but sometime in the future when she's eating less burgers. Have you seen Say Nothing, the thing about the Price Sisters on...
On Disney.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah. I saw a few episodes. Only ones.
You may have noticed then that the guy, when he's interviewing Dolores Price, that he's using a mini disc.
Yes, and that mini discs were only kind of invented.
All the rage then. Yeah, 25 years ago, they were going to be the hip new thing. They were going to replace everything.
And on the mini disc, I had my friend brought one in from America. It cost me 300 punts. I was so proud of it, and the quality of sound
Is great.
Still better than the digital stuff we have today. Oh, I loved a mini disc. I loved them. And I was very late to getting a CD player. I think I didn't get one of them until 1995.
Well, they were supposed to replace the CD player.
They were.
Because they were smaller.
And more reliable. They were great. But we had T-shirts. We had T-shirts that said, "Never mind the Millennium Dome, Blackwater 2000. Made up with a picture of me standing beside. And I gave them to my friends. Yeah. I remember you used to be able to get T-shirts printed up quite easily. I think you still can. You have to
but back
online.
Then, back in those days, it was for 50 pence or whatever the currency was then.
To a shopping centre.
This party you were at, who was at it? Was it like a celeb party?
Well, I mean, I was at a party the other day, as in the day before yesterday.
Yes.
And I was down in, not in Wexford, but I was in Waterford, beside the Blackwater River, hosted by journalists and authors Robin Swan and Anthony Summers. And there was lots of champagne. It was a great, great party. Just 2 nights ago.
Okay, well, that sounds very pointy-headed.
It was great. It was just a brilliant way to celebrate 25 years.
And were they like being employed to be there? These are close personal friends of yours, these people.
They're my wife's friends. Well, they're my friends too.
Okay, fancy.
But they're probably friendlier.
This is the kind of thing you'd bump into Fintan O'Toole at.
He wasn't there. He could have been. There was about 50 people at it. Yeah. And it was a three-course meal.
It was very highbrow.
It was very, very relaxed. It was beautiful. And we were out in the kind of conservatory area looking over the Blackwater.
Ooh.
It was lovely. It was really, really pleasant. It was a great way to, celebrate New Year's Eve. And we all, like the rest of the nation, we had flu for Christmas, but we're better now.
Okay,
so
that's true.
It was just absolutely lovely.
It was January 2021 that the euro notes came in.
Was it?
Yeah.
You
knew that. You knew that was going to happen anyway.
Well, I knew it was 2001, 2002, around then.
Yeah. The 2000s were great for those New Year's glasses because they had two zeros in a row, which was handy for people with two eyes. Woohoo! That's true, because people get little glasses with 2000 on them.
Oh, the glasses were so cool.
They were fantastic. I grew up in Clondalkin. All the pubs closed at 6 p.m. on December the 31st, 1999. The staff wanted double pay to work it, and the bar owners weren't having it. A lot of house parties that night. Don't think it was only Clondalkin. Happened in a lot of places, only in Ireland. Maybe not only in Ireland, you could see why. All over the world, people would be looking for double pay.
Yeah,
they'd be nuts.
Because it's the waiters and waitresses night two, or the barmaids and the bar men's night two. So I can see why they want a double.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Especially when you're terrified that the Millennium Bug was going to strike and kill us all. Or do whatever it was supposed to. Weren't planes supposed to fall out of the sky and all that stuff?
We were genuinely worried about Y2K, that all computers would stop working.
And the banking system would collapse. That didn't come for another 10 years, actually, then. That did happen.
It did. 2008 onwards. But yeah, I bumped into this guy called Michael Barry. I think he was working on the night of the Millennium. This is his story.
For Christmas and New Year, for the new millennium, the official millennium, bringing in the proper one. Yeah, I was on Marlon Brando's Island, Tetiaroa. I was there in 2000 and bringing into
99 into 2000. Yeah. And was Marlon Brando there?
No, he wasn't there. His family were there.
And you had a good time?
Yeah, I was there for Christmas and then I stayed on for New Year, so I was there for about a week and a half. The island's called Tetiaroa. It's in the French Polynesia.
Great memories.
He bought it in 1966.
The last 25 years, did it live up to your expectations? Was the millennium all hype, or was it an important moment?
Bringing in the 21st century where I was, that was good. I wanted to be there for that. But I mean, outside of that, I've worked and lived all over the world anyway. From Dubai to, working the hospitality.
And what was your industry? Hospitality, what exactly
did
you do?
I'm a butler.
You were a butler.
Butler and sommelier. So I've worked in Dubai in the Burj Al Arab. I've worked in Buckingham Palace, St James Palace. I've worked freelance in London before the pandemic in 2019 through to the present. And prior to that, I've worked in Dubai. I've worked in the Cayman Islands, Bermuda, 10 years. So I've worked all over.
And what was it like being a butler in Buckingham Palace?
Well, I worked in Buckingham Palace. I'd done the garden parties in 2022 and 2023. So actually, quite uniquely, funny enough you say that, I worked the Queen's last garden party in 22 and the King's first in 23. There's up to 10,000 people, the garden parties in Buckingham Palace, and you're looking after, and then you have the dignitaries and all of that. So I was looking after them. So that's every May. So likewise, May of this year.
And the Queen, what was she like? And now the now King, what was he like?
Don't forget, in 22, the Queen was quite poorly, so she wasn't at Buckingham Palace in 22, because she was in Windsor Castle. And then, as you probably know now, she ended up passing away in Balmoral. So she wasn't there in 22, but she was in Windsor Castle, her permanent residence. But Charles was there, and all of the rest of them, Camilla, William, etc., throughout the month of May. So,
I don't give a f*** what you think or what you say, mate.
There you go. A couple of anti-royalists interrupting there at the end. Somebody says, no, it was January 2002, the year I was introduced. I was going out with the fine young one at the time. You don't forget those details, says Shane.
I think it was 2002. I think the original texter was incorrect. Or maybe they brought it in slowly, but
they got
the hard cash.
We don't know.
Maybe
Shane wasn't going out with the fine young one at the time. Maybe she,
she wasn't so fine.
Maybe she wasn't so fine. Maybe his memory is hazy. Mm. Someone else says only 500 years to the year 2525. I plan to be around for that one. Fair dues. How would you plan to be around it? We all want to know, obviously. So those people who interrupted at the end, what were they outraged about?
Like Michael Barry was telling us all about these, you know, massive parties he went to over the years and how he was a butler, and about going back to the year 2000. They said that this country was a kip, and then we heard some swear words, but they've had a really tough time. And I did, after they interrupted the interview, I thought, well, since they've interrupted the interview, I might as well interview them.
Yeah.
That would make sense, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're a homeless couple, and they were eating crepes with chocolate spread folded up into triangles. And we did the interview even with the crepes, and they're frustrated with their lives, especially over the last 25 years. Here is their story. How's the last 25 years been for you?
It's not what should be in this town.
And how old are you now?
I'm 44. So my partner is 46.
You were a young man then. You were a young man.
Yeah, exactly. 19. On the streets.
And were you on the streets at 19?
Yes, and younger. 14 years older than the streets from.
So it hasn't been a good 25 years?
No, I haven't, no.
And do you think your situation will improve?
I doubt it. The way things are going, I don't think so.
And what about you, madam? How's your 25 years been?
Same as his. On off the streets since I was 14. No, I've been living around there in a tent that's soaking wet inside out. You know, it's soaking wet. People look at you like a lump of dough. It's horrible.
Well, I'm sorry I've upset you. What were your memories of the millennium?
I was actually in bed, sick. I remember I had got a flu over the Christmas period, and I remember the bells ringing into the millennium, into the new millennium, and thinking, I suppose I was in my 20s, so I don't know what I was thinking exactly. I suppose I remember being concerned about the was it the Y2K bug, and would computers stop and all that, but I think overall I didn't think about it as much as I probably would now.
So you were 21, you were a young man.
Yes.
At home, like so many people right now, with flu, sick in bed. So it wasn't a great start.
No.
And the last 25 years, was it a good 25 years for you?
I suppose so. We opened up a number of businesses. I'm based up in Galway.
What do you do?
I'm a restaurateur and a chef.
Yes.
And we're still going strong. We opened in 2008, and we had the crash that we just opened into, and then we had COVID. But I mean, I suppose overall, we've had two kids, and life hasn't been too bad.
And what's the name of your restaurant?
My restaurants are Cava and Lanier.
And they're still doing well?
They're still doing fine. We were open New Year's night, and it was we had a good New Year's, and it's not without its difficulties at the moment, but look, we will continue to do what we do.
25 years have been a wonderful 25 years. Kids have grown, life is good, friends are starting to retire, more time to relax. It's a wonderful time of life.
Good, yeah, most enjoyable.
It's been a good 25 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Dublin GAA fan, so we're probably our most successful period of all time. Funny enough, my dad was born in 1928, died in 2011, and I think our average of winning All-Irelands was won every 11 or 12 years, and since then we've had, you know, the most successful period in our history, you know, so that was my main memory of it, you know.
There you go, that was JP McMahon you were interviewing there at the start.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well-known restaurateur, JP
McMahon. A celebrity chef, I have to say.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Sometimes I find myself on red carpets. I remember I was at the Vanity Fair party in 2023, and I had to Google some of the celebrities that walked past me. I'm still working on it, but he's a big deal. I knew he looked familiar.
I know, see, it's hard to keep up because there's a new celebrity. Now, I'm not dissing JP because he's been around for a while now, but like, there's a new one every week.
But like, say,
and then you go,
saying that,
who is that?
Like, I was
and
like,
go,
like,
oh, it's blah, blah.
He looked familiar and really kind of like as if he was my friend, even though we just met. And that would explain it because he was a celebrity chef.
You've probably seen him in here.
I've probably seen him in here.
He's also an interesting guy because he's a master's degree in art history. So he knows a lot about art history. And he just published a book of plays as well.
Amazing. So he's multi-talented.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets the time, actually.
And he stopped in the streets and spoke to us, even though I didn't recognise him.
Yes.
but yes.
I do. You know your man, though, that was sick?
Yes.
At the millennium, there was a load of us. Yeah. I can't remember where it was, but we went someplace down the, and we had hired, like, there was like a ring of cottages or something like that. It was someplace in Ireland, but everyone had kids with them, young kids.
Yeah.
And I missed the millennium, or the you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Because I
was in,
it.
Yeah, because one of the kids had woken up and they were upset.
Sure.
And I was in being, you know, a parent. So I missed the whole thing.
Are you still disappointed or?
No.
the hype around it was just so big.
Yeah.
And like, do you know, last year for New Year's, I went to bed at 10 p.m. and had a great night's sleep.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Sometimes, you know, it's the most overrated night ever. It really, I remember seeing the fireworks in 2012 into 2013 down at the Sydney Harbour Opera House. Okay, they were good fireworks, but I missed my best friend's or one of my best friend's weddings to go to see the fireworks in Sydney Harbour Bridge. I regret it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, because once you've seen one fireworks display, aren't they all the same?
Well, they're just like fireworks.
And
when it's, you know, so like Edinburgh was cancelled just the other night because of the weather. So, I mean, it really is completely and utterly overrated.
Did you meet anyone who just couldn't remember where they were?
This is the thing. I think everyone. I actually think everyone can remember. I deliberately didn't stop Gen Zs because some of them weren't born. I did stop people who were alive in 2000.
No, that seems relevant people.
I met Bobby from Minnesota, but living in Ireland.
Well, I remember where I was in 2000.
Where were you?
I was in Kerry for a Christmas get-together hiking.
So you were hiking?
We were hiking up in there, and with all families, and everybody got sick. Our whole family got sick. That's my biggest memory of
sort of sickness.
That's 25. Oh, just a horrible flu.
Oh, horrible flu.
25 years.
Yeah,
ago.
So, you know, like now, lots of people are still dying of horrible flu. Has it been a good 25 years? We've moved on a lot. When it comes to social media, the internet back then was just beginning.
Mixed on that. I think phones have caused a nightmare.
So smartphones.
Except for if you could just text and call, that'd be okay. But yeah, my experience with young kids, I have grandchildren now, so they're just about ready to get a mobile. And what do you do?
So you think that social media and these screens...
In the end... It's worse than it is better. That's my opinion.
We were at a party, actually.
At a party?
Yes, at a party. And I have wonderful memories of the time, and even with the scare of the changed...
The Y2K.
Computers, yes. And, 25 years has been good to me. Yeah.
It's been a good 25 years?
It has been, yeah.
And how has it been good to you?
I've had no major problems in that way. Financially, it's been good. I've moved abroad.
Where did you go?
Brussels.
And you stayed there?
And I'm still there.
I'd say that's
Christmas.
Fantastic. Even for the Belgian fries.
But even... Well, no. No. I think they're overrated.
Really?
I think the Irish... When you taste the Irish chips...
You think they're better?
They are, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes.
And what brought you there?
Work. Work. Yeah.
And you enjoy it?
Absolutely. Love it.
A great way of life?
It's a nice way of life. I mean, it's... How to say, when you're doing what you love.
And what do you do?
I work for Fianna Fáil.
And what brings you to Brussels?
The European Parliament. The European Parliament. I work with the Irish MEPs, the Fianna Fáil MEPs.
And you love that?
Absolutely. It's great. It's fantastic.
Ooh, that's an interesting job. That's an interesting thing to come across. Yeah. For the millennium, we drank our local dry. So this Mark. There was nothing left at 6 o'clock the following morning. My God, what an outrage, Mark. 6 o'clock. Fair dues, Mark. Because some people were working. I was in work in case of computer bugs. Stood outside, heard the bells ring in the new year. Nothing unusual happened, so I left and went to a party.
So he had to work.
So because just
had
in case
like, computers.
There was a, yeah, in case it was a collapse.
Yeah.
Anthony says, during the millennium, I was working for the ESB and I was on call in case the millennium bug started to shut down the electrical networks. So as a result, I had to stay by the phone and not have a drink or be unavailable in case we had an emergency, which never bloody happened anyway. But I'm with Henry. A lot of New Year stuff is completely overrated, says Anthony. I'd say, though, you were on, you know, quadruple time or something for that. On New Year's Eve 1999, I was a ski rep in Le Joux Alpes in France. We had the bright idea of turning the basement of the hotel into a nightclub. All the bars were charging a fortune to get in. So we took the van to Bouge du Seine and filled it with beer. We decided to charge 250 francs with a free bar. We were all standing around at 10:30 with nobody in the place. An hour later, it was jam-packed as everywhere else was full. They were all plastered already and nobody drank hardly anything. And at 12:05, they all shagged off and left us with half a van of free beer and a pile of cash. That's a happy night for them.
That's amazing.
Nice bit of entrepreneurism
that is
there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But and on that, I have to apologise to a taxi driver in Blackwater in Wexford. I had to pay a soiling charge because I dropped a kebab in the back of his taxi.
Okay. Was he soiling charge? Mm. You even used the phrase soiling charge and people get a completely different
picture
in their heads as to what happened.
No soiling.
You didn't soil yourself.
I didn't soil myself and I didn't soil the taxi, but I did drop a kebab and it was messy.
I would imagine so.
The aftermath, he called round the next day with a local Garda representative saying you must pay this. and the guard was standing there. So my friend came up with the 50 pounds it was.
To get the old, to get a kind of a...
To get it cleaned out. Yes, to get it, I think he wanted to get it professionally cleaned. It was just like, I think an abracababra donut kebab. It wasn't that messy. Like
it, no, you know. But it didn't mean he couldn't work for the rest of the night because it was a big stinky kebab well, this, stuck to his back seat.
Well, this is what it was one of those washing machine ones. You know, the washing machine type taxis, the big kind of vans. So he could have cleaned it. Like it didn't have carpet or anything. It was, you know, leather seats.
It would have been a stink, though. People have been getting... Well, at the same time, people are getting in, like, half-court after the, well, New Year's.
It was only a kebab. But look, I apologise to my friend and to that taxi driver. That was rude because he was working.
I was in charge of a multi-million dollar fund accounting system for Y2K. I was on call that night, and my 10-year-old son filled all the sinks and bathtub with fresh water just in case. God, people were scared, weren't they?
We thought the world was going to end.
That's
well, it
mad.
Kind of did a, bit, a few years later, but it was fine that night. But I also got to speak to a mum who at the time she was a housewife or a homemaker. That's the right term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And her son was kind of influenced by Y2K.
Well, 25 years ago, I'm 68 now, so I was in my 40s. I had 5 kids, so they were all small. Heading for their teenage, some of them heading for teenagers. I wasn't working, I was a stay-at-home mother, my husband was working. They were all sort of in secondary school. Coming up to the millennium, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what was that like? Obviously you were keeping an eye on the family.
Yeah, 1999, I was keeping an eye on the family, but I thought 2000 was going to be just so futuristic.
And but, was it futuristic for you?
Not really, I suppose. You know, all the internet stuff, mobile phones, all that, like, has changed a hell of a lot in 25 years, absolutely. And of course, we all thought then everything was going to collapse in 2000, but, you know,
with the Y2K.
Yeah, that's right. But, it's changed a hell of a lot in 25 years, for me anyway, but that's because I'm getting older now, you know. But, we had very good times, though.
Good times?
Great times, yeah. I mean, for me back in 1999-2000, I was doing my Leaving Cert back then. So for me, you know, it was definitely a different life back then. And I remember, you know, the euro was coming in then around 2001, I believe. You know,
yeah, around then, 2001, 2002.
So kind of, yeah. So I remember learning about that, doing my Leaving Cert. That was great. And again, the Y2K was coming up. So that kind of drove me into IT. So
you went into IT?
I went into IT, yeah. I was about 2021, so maybe about 2 years after that, but it kind of sparked my interest in the whole computer world and kind of went into IT, still in it, in cybersecurity now today. So
wow, and you've done well out of it.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's definitely Dublin has changed and the world has changed, and you know, for the better in certain ways, and you know, definitely it's been good, yeah.
There you go. Somebody else getting the entry date for the euro wrong. Obviously, that man wasn't going out with a fine young one at the time. And you did. Americans are with us all the time. You did meet some Americans. Yeah. Are they just living here? Or are there still Americans wandering around Dublin?
Americans,
going, where's the storehouse?
Well, they there's so many direct flights to America and back and forth. You can go anywhere directly now. You know, with so many different airlines, we were even looking at perhaps going over to Miami next Christmas. There's some great deals. There won't be any great deals now because I'm about to mention Aer Lingus were offering €320 to go to
return,
Miami
for Christmas.
For next Christmas, yeah. An amazing deal.
We were talking about that, going away for Christmas.
Yeah, I just think
I met some resistance to the idea domestically, I must say.
Well, work on that. Or maybe what you could do, you could go on Stephen's Day, and that way they can get their little bit of Christmas, and then you can
that's an idea
that's
too.
That's kind of a compromise. Yeah. That's what we're thinking of doing. But yeah, Americans are everywhere. Quiet Americans wandering the streets of Dublin.
25 years ago, I tried to stay as quiet as possible out in the country and watch the sunset on the last day of the year.
So 25 years ago, you were celebrating the millennium. Whereabouts?
In Bastrop, Louisiana.
So it was a quiet one.
Oh, yes.
And is New Year's always a quiet one for you?
Most of the time. We try to get out away from people. Sometimes we come to the city.
And the last 25 years, how has it been? Did you meet all your New Year's resolutions? Was it a successful 25 years?
Yes, it's been a successful 25 years. Definitely changed. I went from work to trying to enjoy life.
For you, you were just 13 at the turn of the century. How's it been the last 25 years?
Hey, you know, it's been... I've grown up in that period of time, so, you know, the world has changed quite a bit.
And how has it changed?
I mean, airports are a lot different, but it's, you know, it's a lot easier to get places and do different things, and, you know, I'm a lot bigger than I was then, so...
And for you, how's the last 25 years been? What are your memories of the millennium?
That's the right question. Many things, but incredible change wrought by technology. I was a surgeon, retired about 10 years ago, and technology has just changed everything from where I started in the 1970s.
So what sort of surgeon did you...
Orthopedic surgery.
Wow, and then the technology obviously helped you a lot in your industry, in your
Every 5 to 10 years there is major changes in technology and new things we were able to do. Constant need to be learning new things the whole time.
There you go, three very quiet Americans there.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
And normally said, Americans are very chatty.
I know, yeah, but the first one said it's, you know, we like to get away from the noise.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very noisy around where he is, somehow, ever, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael says, myself and a gang of lads laid out all the Edinburgh Castle fireworks in advance of Y2K, earned from memory £1,500 for 8 hours work. A happy Hogmanay indeed, says Michael, who's now in Waterford. At New Year's Eve 1999, we finished up the house party at around 4 a.m., but due in work at 8 a.m. to assist technicians and engineers in case of a Y2K meltdown. It was a computer manufacturing company in Swords. We got treble time, free food and cash to spend 4 hours dealing with the hangover.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
There's a bit of a theme there in a lot of those memories. Henry, thanks a million as ever, and a happy new year again.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.